Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtime live. Thanks for listening.
Susan Keogh sitting in for Ciara Kelly on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Now, Killaloe Resort, which announced its sudden closure, has left several soon-to-be married couples out of pocket. Anna Carriga Estate in Lough Derg emailed the couples last week informing them of the estate's closure. Rory Walsh is one of those affected and has come in to speak to us on Lunchtime Live. Rory, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
Rory, you might just tell us what exactly happened. When did you become aware of the fact that there was going to be a problem with this?
Well, we booked the venue last April. We'd had a bit of back and forth with them, kind of laying out the menu and what time the ceremony was going to take place and bits like that. And in December... they told us they were going to take a bit of a break and they would be back in touch in mid-January.
And this was just to carry out some normal construction work on the place?
That was not mentioned to us in the, like, this has only come to life
like now,
really recently,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was never mentioned. So they said we could send them any emails we wanted over the Christmas. They'd get back to us in mid-January.
Okay. And you didn't, no red flag for you? You were okay with that?
No, not at all. Everything was cool. The kind of venue it is, it's on a lake. So they said because of the weather and stuff, we're not going to have any outdoor events.
Yeah.
So we closed down for a little while. So we kind of took, obviously, our Christmas break ourselves. But then maybe... around the 10th of January, we started emailing them a couple of questions.
And just to mention, your date was set for...
April the 20th. So
this year.
Yeah, this year. So it wasn't that far away. So as you can imagine, when we weren't hearing anything back around the end of January, we started to get, you know, really nervous. We phoned them on multiple occasions.
And just no answer?
Absolutely no answer. We had a couple of phone numbers for them. Some we were getting voicemails. The actual phone number for the estate itself, we were getting a message saying the voicemail box was full. The same with our guests who were trying to book accommodation there. All the accommodation was on site, so they had the same problem. And yeah, I suppose it was around the beginning of this month that through the way things work in Ireland, through friends of friends, we started to hear the odd rumour that maybe they were in trouble.
Okay.
So that set off major alarm bells at that stage.
Did that make the lack of communication make sense nearly of the lack of communication when you heard that then?
Maybe we thought if they were going bust that maybe they'd want to keep it as quiet as possible until they officially went bust. But still, it was incredibly frustrating that...
So you continued to try and contact them after you'd heard this rumour. And then when did you hear from them?
So we heard from them last Tuesday. A good few of the couples who had weddings booked there received a statement through email listing numerous problems that were taking place on the estate, mainly something to do with sewage works. And because of this, the venue had to close down. Yeah, and that was the first thing we had heard from them since last December.
So you set up a Facebook page to be in contact with other couples affected. How many couples do you think have been affected by this?
I'm guessing here, but on the Facebook group, there must be at least 15 couples, if not 20 upwards. Like one poor couple, their wedding was actually meant to take place a couple of days ago on St.
That's
Patrick's
terrible.
Weekend. So I can only imagine what they went through. They only found out 5 days before their wedding that officially
the
estate had
closed down. 5 days before their wedding.
Yeah.
That's desperate.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a really frustrating time.
You've paid a certain amount of money, Rory. Tell me, what are you out of pocket so far?
So we would have paid definitely over €1,000 for the wedding deposit. And then because the houses were on the estate, we would have paid... deposits on houses for our parents and our groomsmen and our bridesmaids and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're down a couple of thousand at the moment anyway.
So you got the email to tell you that the hotel was closing and obviously that your wedding couldn't go ahead. Has there been any other detail in terms of refunds or compensation or alternative venues or anything else that might give you a bit of light at the end of the tunnel? You are due to get married in April.
Yeah, luckily we've scrambled, especially my fiance Cathy. She scrambled and managed to find us a place for the next day, the 21st of April. So we've that sorted. In regards to getting our money back, in this statement, he mentions that a receiver has been appointed and that he will be in touch, but I'm not really holding my breath on that.
Now, we obviously did contact Anna Carriga for comment. We didn't hear back from them. If they are listening today or anybody attached to them, obviously they're more than welcome to come on and explain what might have happened in this situation. You were very lucky to be able to find a venue at such short notice.
Yes, most definitely.
Fair play to your fiancé for doing that. But as we know with weddings, Rory, it's not just the venue. There's all the bells and whistles that go with it. So you're moving your day by a day, which I'm sure has had some knock-on effect in terms of other services that you're using that day.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the new venue we've got, the Lakeside, they've been really understanding and fantastic with us. But there's things like, in terms of accommodation, they're a lot smaller. So we can only really accommodate our family in that venue. So there's been a massive scramble for
other
everyone
accommodation.
Else to find
okay.
their other guests to find their accommodation. We had a DJ booked. They can't do the following day. Luckily, our photographer was able to change days, but there's lots of little small things like my fiance is she's involved in design for film and TV, so she had big ideas of how to design our venue for the day.
Okay.
Obviously, that's completely changed, so yeah, she's had to put the kibosh on a lot of her plans.
How stressful has it been? I mean, it's quite a tight deadline between finding out that there is a problem and you should be nearly, we're in March now, you should be kind of in the run-in where you're doing the nice things for planning a wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually that starts 4 or 5 weeks beforehand where you can kind of kick all that stuff off. But you're in a very different kind of place at the minute trying to pull it all together.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the frustrating things. It was incredibly stressful not knowing for so long. If they'd got in contact with us and gave us an inkling of an idea, at least we could have moved on and worked on the new place. Whereas now we're starting from scratch with, you know, just over a month ago until our wedding day. Thankfully, my fiance, when I got the statement, I was pretty angry and fuming about what it said. So I was kind of looking backwards and trying to, you know, investigate them as much as possible, whereas she kind of drew a red line under it for now and said,
looked forward,
let's move on
instead.
Yeah, and organise our wedding.
Which obviously is the best thing to do because,
yes,
you know, these things sometimes do happen. I guess the most frustrating thing in all of this was probably the lack of communication. I mean, we all, you know, can accept that sometimes things just go wrong, but I guess full disclosure and communication, transparency and let you know what's happening is probably the best way to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'd put a deposit down. We visited the place. We'd done our research in terms of reviews and other couples that have been married there, and that all checked out. But I suppose when you've taken someone's money, it would be nice to get a bit of communication.
Another text in here for you, Rory. We're another couple who got let down hugely by Anna Carriga in Killaloe. Have been emailing since December and received zero contact back. Got an email advising they were closed last Tuesday. It's absolutely disgraceful what happened. It's 10 weeks to our wedding. We have received no money back from them and no other contact at all. The stress they both caused was unimaginable. They should have told couples the situation. We wish all the other couples the best of luck with their weddings and hope everything works out. That came in from Amy and Mick. And another one, Anna Carrig. What is the Facebook page? My niece is in the same situation. That came in from Frank. What's the Facebook page?
It's actually a private group we've set up amongst ourselves.
Well, we might take that number later on and maybe you could give that
person
a shout back and we can give them the details. Rory, I guess, does it involve a bit of shift of your focus? You mentioned your fiance there having an idea in her head and lots of people who are getting married do have an idea of what it will look like. And you mentioned to me off air that it's not a church wedding. So the ceremony is actually in the place, which I think is a little bit harder to find because you have an idea in your head then of what you want that part of it to look like. You know, and it can be harder sometimes to find something that fits your vision for that. So I guess there's a little bit of, apart from just moving on with things and hoping you get your refund back, of a bit of a shift of focus, I guess, in what the day will look like.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose that was another really frustrating thing, was that after we got engaged and we talked about it, neither of us really had an idea of a dream wedding in our head. You know, we're not religious people, but when we went to Anacharga, it just, everything looked absolutely perfect. It, you know, fitted everything that we wanted. So then at the last minute, from not having any idea of what kind of wedding you wanted, to seeing the perfect location, to then getting the rug pulled out from you a month beforehand, was pretty tough and
difficult, frustrating. Rory, would you have advice for people planning a wedding? This is very new. You only started to do this over the past couple of months, but I suppose you've learned a few hard lessons the hard way, I guess. What advice would you have for people maybe starting to look for venues for next year?
Yeah, I suppose the obvious stuff is, you know, to do your research on the business. Unfortunately for us, that didn't really matter because all the research checked out. One thing that I learned of a bit too late was wedding insurance.
Okay.
Which was one thing we most definitely did not take out. But if I'm being completely honest, even if I knew it existed, I probably would have went, why would I need that? But if you're the kind of cautious person who, this is your worst nightmare, maybe wedding insurance might definitely be a thing to look
things
into.
Things do go wrong. Yep. Rory, you might put on your headphones there. We have Elaine is on the line. Elaine, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that we had our wedding planned for Anacharga as well, and we're let down. And thankfully, the Lakeside stepped in with their assistance to help us, and we could not thank them enough. They've been absolutely fantastic. As you can hear my voice, we've had the best weekend, and we cannot recommend Catherine enough there in the Lakeside for everything she has done for us.
And so Elaine, you just got married this weekend, and it was okay, brilliant, congratulations. So it was due to happen in Anacharga in Killaloe, and when did you find out that it wasn't going to happen?
So we found out 7 weeks before our wedding. We got a text message from the owner asking them to text us when there was a good time for them to contact us. So immediately I rang, and then I rang out with no reply. And then eventually the lady we've been dealing with there, her husband, had rang us back and stated then that they wouldn't be able to hold our wedding, that they had a problem with their wastewater treatment and the wedding wouldn't be able to go ahead. And then I did ask them, was there anybody else affected by this? And they did say another couple in April, but by then they should have everything sorted. And then with just the power of social media, it came to light then that there was obviously other couples that had heard back from them. And through the private group we had on Facebook, I just let the other couples know our story. And then I think that was the Monday or Tuesday. And then on Tuesday even the email went out to the other couples to say that the company had been given over to receivers.
Elaine, have you been left out of pocket by your dealings with Anacharga?
Yeah, we have gotten nothing back, and I know we have some family members that have had deposits paid on the house there. We had our own wedding deposit there, and we have heard nothing back.
Right, okay. And thanks so much for your call, Elaine, and congratulations. I'm glad that everything worked out. And I suppose at the end of the day, you know, once you're married and you had a good day, you know, that is what is the most important thing. But I do hope that you get your money back. And Rory, I hope that you do too. You will keep us up to date on things as they develop. And the best of luck. You have your venue booked 20th of April.
21st.
Do we all get an invite?
Yeah,
Rory,
we'll have to,
and the best of luck to Cathy. I'm delighted to hear that Cathy kept her head when there was steam coming out of your ears.
She's a lifesaver.
Okay, thanks so much for that, Rory, for talking to us on Lunchtime Live.